The answer is once. So the interesting. That's actually a really good question because you don't want to lose email. Sorry. Well, the question was when are we going to get email filters? And the answer is it depends how much they're doing to you or for you. So for example, if I had going to the command prediction case, if I had going up doing predicting things and doing them for me and it deletes all my files, that's bad. And so if I have an email filter that does something bad with my email, I don't want that. So part of it is inventing how we can use text categorization methods that do useful things with you while not making you too frightened as you do things you don't want. So the problem is that our current methods for doing email filtering are so-so. I mean, we're at a particular level of accuracy and we seem to sort of have asymptoted at a particular level. And so, you know, if we can get 80% accuracy, say, the right thing to do then is to figure out how we can use a system that does 80% accuracy to filter emails but still make sure that you never lose the things you're important for. So that's sort of the area of exploration. As well, trying to do better on text categorization. Do you have time for more?
You have an idea to study the level of the user's knowledge of the system and start and try to teach it the system. If you see that the user is using some command, then you can suggest them to add.
Okay, so if I understood the, I'm not sure I understood the question. Let me phrase this what I think you asked, or what I'll answer, and then you can tell me whether you asked that. And so the question I see is that if we could somehow engineer knowledge about what a particular application is, we can make it smarter in reacting to what we're doing in the context of the particular application. Now that was Gino saying no. So
whether the system could be designed to respond to a user so that when the system discovers the user doesn't know about it, and the system wants to teach him.
The system wants to teach
the user how to use it best.
Okay, I got it. So the question is, how can I build systems that as it learns about what the user is doing, maybe figures out that the user is doing certain things in a poor fashion, or it could be exploiting the system in better ways than what the user has currently done. And there has been work in that. The thing that makes this work different from a lot of work in sort of that area is that requires there's been a lot of work in the area of user modeling, trying to understand how a user is actually using a particular system, and it usually is carefully engineered for a particular application. In order to be able to do that, you need something that is very much application specific. What we're trying to do is we're trying to understand, in the context of Unix and other applications, general principles that apply across a broad range of applications. So the fact that I can predict what your next command isn't necessarily going to be very useful in telling you that you could have done it in a more effective way. In order for me to know that you could do it in a more effective way, I would have to know an awful lot about the Unix system. And the whole point of this work is that I don't need to know a whole lot about the Unix system to still get 75% accuracy on running data or 35% on. Okay, so the particular system that we have, the shell, allows you to display the prediction in the prompt. So Unix shells allow you to define your prompt to be some string of characters with certain special characters interpreted in a special fashion. So %t gets expanded out to the time of day, and %d, the current directory you're in. So we now have a new thing, %g, which is the system's guess as to what your next command will be. So you can decide you want it to display whatever it's going to be guessing in your prompt. And if you ever like what the guess is, we've added a new character, Control-G, which splices it into your command line. So basically, when the system now is able to predict things, you can choose to let it display it for you in its prompt and allows you to execute it with one keystroke. And we're also now currently thinking about other ways that we can integrate it into the shell, but this was sort of the first pass. This was the thing that the undergraduate did in the first implementation. Do we have time for more?
If your data is vulnerable to guard, do you understand why that we would have to decide how to look at the data to get data on the data?
Well, I mean, actually, I think we do have some pretty good conjectures. Actually, I'll let Brian answer that, because he actually gave me the answer that I would be giving.
One reason is that
Sorry,
you do work on the computer? repeatedly compiling, editing, and those are things that we just particularly give me more hierarchy of the dictionary, but some work on things that we can learn, like we'll use the max towards mail, which is the track of the mail application, one escape method.
That's your right. And there's a position in the area now. For grad students.
I was going to say, so I'm making the assumption that the user that you're speaking of is coming from a type of organization because the command line to many Unix users, you know, we now have interface of Unix. So I'm assuming that you also need to be into.
Well, so we're just using Unix as a convenient test bed for this research because the Unix code is publicly available, easy to modify, and so on. And what we're trying to understand is what are good learning methods for being able to predict accurately in the context of Unix, but if we understand the principles by which we can predict accurately, the hope is that we can then take this over to, say, menu-driven interfaces and predict what your next menu action will be based on previous actions you've taken and perhaps other circumstances of your current session. So this is not at all, the science is not tailored to Unix, but certainly the investigations right now are. Yeah, thanks again.
Thank you, Mark.